So I was going through my phone recently, and I was just scrolling back through my notes, and I've had this phone for a really long time. And way back, years ago, it's just a note with a list of questions. So I figured I'd answer them. I don't know if I've ever answered these questions in like a get to know night. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. But we're answering them today, so here is a random list of questions from my notes from years ago. First question I have is, what fictional world would you like to live in? I guess, like, as me, I wouldn't be anyone different. Like, I wouldn't be, like, if I was living in the Marvel universe, I wouldn't be a superhero. I'd just be me. The Star Trek universe wouldn't be that bad to live on. Like, if I was living on Earth in the Star Trek universe, that'd be pretty good. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say Star Trek. That's not bad. I think that's a safe pick. Yeah, I would live relatively comfortably. Yeah, I'm going to say Star Trek. Let's see. What dish are you most proud of knowing how to make? I think a Thanksgiving turkey or ribs maybe were some of the hardest dishes I had to learn to make. Apple pie maybe too. My apple pie used to be really good. Maybe for baking apple pie and then for cooking... Doing turkey was like, I think getting a good turkey, because anyone can cook a turkey, but making a good Thanksgiving turkey, I think, is pretty challenging. So I think mastering a turkey was, I was pretty happy about doing that. Let's see. The next question is, do you like to drive, and do you swear a lot when you drive? I don't think I swear a lot when I drive. I think the most you might get is like a fuck if I see someone do something crazy. I'm like, oh, fuck. But like, that's the most you'll get out of me. I'm never get angry, I never rage. I never really have gotten road rage. I've never been like angry behind the wheel of a car. Do you like to drive? Yeah, I love driving. Driving is I don't know, it's like freedom, it's like escape. There's just something about being behind the wheel of a car, like, I don't know, you just feel like you're in control. And like this real, I don't know, there's just something about driving. I really love driving. It's one of my favorite things to do. Google is researching a self-driving car. Would you be sad if you couldn't drive yourself anymore? Yeah, I totally would be. I've been in a Tesla and I've been in a couple self-driving cars. And they're cool and it feels cool, but I don't know. There's just something about having the control and just driving. Maybe I have control issues. Maybe that's where this comes from. But like, I like to be able to drive my car. But in the future, if, let's say, all the cars go self-driving, but it's, like, safer, I'll be okay not driving, just because I know, like, people are getting around safer, and that's kind of, like, a bigger deal than me enjoying how to drive. Like, I can always go to, like, a track or something if I want to drive recreationally or something. So, if it goes away eventually, I'll be bummed, of course, but if it's for overall safety, then for sure, because I'd rather people be safe than me be able to drive, so. let's see. Have you ever rode a train before, like Amtrak? And I don't mean like city public transit. Yeah, I've been on an Amtrak before. Was it a fun experience? No, it wasn't. I mean, I've done European trains, like Eurostar. Those are actually great. And also Alaskan, there's like a railroad in Alaska. I've done that one. That was pretty good. I don't know the name of that railroad. But yeah, I've done like the Channel, like the Eurostar, from London to Paris. And then I've done a bunch of trains internally in France as well. And then a bunch in Europe in general. So, but not in the States. The States do not have great, they don't have great train transit, where in Europe you can, at least internally inside specific countries, train transit's pretty good. So, let's see. If I was planning a cross-country road trip, would you be willing to go along? Yeah, for sure. Depends on what the two places are, but yeah, for sure. Can you handle being on the road for so long? Yes. I think the most I've done nonstop in a car as the driver has been, is it 15 hours? Or is it 14 hours? 14 or 15 hours, maybe? Maybe longer, possibly. But I don't think so. Maybe 15 hours was the longest stretch I've done continuously. With, like, brakes only being for gas. Like, I don't think I stopped for anything else. Yeah. I was able to do 15 hours straight. But that's the longest straight through I've done in terms of, like, a road trip powering through. Let's see. Would he be a fun passenger to talk with for the entire trip? Yeah, I feel like I'm... Yeah, I feel like I'd be a good conversation for most of the drive, if not all of it. Do you get seasick? Okay, so here's the thing. When I was younger, I didn't. And then I was on a boat kind of recently, and I got a little seasick. And I was like, oh, man, this is what people were complaining about. And I was like, oh, that's not so good. it wasn't terrible. Like, I didn't have to, like, Dramamine or anything. But I was like, oh, man, I'm not used to being on a boat as much. So, yeah, I guess now I'm getting a little more seasick. I mean, when I was really young, I was on a boat in Alaska, and I got really seasick there, but the waves were, like, wild. So that was the only time I got seasick, but that was, like rough waters. But besides that, yeah, if the waters are, like, pretty chill, like, it's just normal ocean waters, and we're not, like, in a storm, like, I don't get seasick typically. Only recently did I get a little seasick, and I was kind of shocked. But, I mean, it was a little choppy, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm completely at fault there. But yeah. All right. The next one is, please complete this sentence. People are blank. People are complicated would be my response. Yeah. People are complicated. People are complicated. The next one is also like a complete the sentence. It's, I'm blank when it rains. Oh, I'm happy when it rains. I'm so happy when it rains. I'm overjoyed when it rains. Yeah, I love rain. It's my favorite weather condition. I don't know, maybe snow might be on par, but rain is so nice. I love a good thunderstorm. As long as I don't lose power, I'm like here for it. There's just something about it. It's just nice. But I also grew up with like a lot of thunderstorms. I grew up in the rain, so it just is kind of like childhood for me. Let's see. Do you believe everyone has at least one interesting story to tell? I think people have more than one. I would say everyone has at least 10 interesting stories to tell, minimum. Probably way more. We all have like very interesting lives. I believe everyone has a story to tell. Yeah, for sure. What is the biggest thing men and women don't understand about each other? I think men and women sometimes like struggle to communicate with each other. I think both sides make assumptions in communication styles, which leads to miscommunication in like meaningful ways. So I feel like, I don't know. I think there's a communication gap sometimes that like both sides need to be more cognizant of so that we can like, you know, be better at communicating just in general. Let's see. According to the song Money, the best thing in life or the best things in life are free. What is the best thing in life that's free? Hugs, friends, buffets. I don't think buffets are free. I think you got to pay for a buffet. You got to pay to go in. Hugs and friends. Yeah. I don't know. What's the best thing in life that's free? Part of me wants to just say like the moment you're in. Cause it is like, you don't have to pay for this. This is the thing that's happening right now. You got it for free. And it is in fact the best thing in life. The very moment you're existing in is the best thing in life. It is. It's like, it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to be alive and just to like exist. I don't know. I don't know, is that a morbid answer? I think it's a happy answer. Yeah, I think existence, like the best thing in life that's free is your life. You know, it is the thing that you got freely, and how you spend it is up to you, but it is the best thing you have in life. It is your life. That is the best thing in life. It's life. the part about being like able to exist is kind of really nice. So yeah, I think the best part of life is life. And that's completely free. So that's my answer. Are dreams supposed to make sense or are they just random? I think dreams can make sense, but I think in a vacuum, they're pretty random. Like you can make sense of dreams, but like objectively dreams are random. So yeah. do you wonder about your pet's dreams? Yeah, I mean, I think I know what they are. It's probably running a lot. It's a lot of running or catching things or eating. I think it's like one of those three or four things usually. The next question is, do androids dream of electric sheep? I mean, I think it probably helps them go to sleep or go into sleep mode. But yeah, I don't know if it's the only thing they dream of. I mean, I think androids probably would dream. I think because for humans, it does serve a biological purpose. We need to sleep to like regulate our minds. So I think in similar ways, androids would probably have to sleep to regulate their minds. So yeah, I mean, I don't think it's implausible to believe that androids will dream of electric sheep one day. All right, use three words to describe your favorite color. I think it is I think empty, quiet, and dark. And then three words to describe your favorite animal. Okay, I guess big, strong, fast. And okay, so I was told the words you described were your favorite color is how you see yourself. And how you described your animals, how you see yourself in the future. Was it accurate? I'm not sure. So how did I describe myself? Dark, empty, and quiet. And then me in the future is just big, fast, and strong. Okay, yeah, that sounds right. All right, you can make a sandwich in the world. What is the sandwich you make? Probably chicken, lettuce, onion, mayo, salt, pepper, oil, like a sub. It'll be probably a sub toasted Swiss cheese. What else would I want on it? I think that's good. I don't know if I want anything else. Yeah, that's probably pretty good. I mean, you can go wild and put some like green peppers in there if you want to like really spice it up. But I think I'm happy with it. Yeah, that's all I need. I'm pretty happy with that sandwich. You're at a diner. What do you order for breakfast? Am I hungover or not? If I'm hungover, I order something different. But if I'm not hungover, I'm assuming I'm not hungover. I'm gonna probably get. Oh man, it's so hard. What kind of diner? Okay, I guess I can't ask those questions. I'm going to go safe. I'm going to go French toast probably. God, I know pancakes are on the menu. I'm going to go French toast though. I'm going to go French toast. I'm going to go bacon. I'm going to go hash browns. Apple juice. I don't know. Maybe orange juice. I'm 50-50 on the juice there. Maybe one of those two juices. Did I say bacon already? If I haven't said bacon, add more bacon. Just bacon on there. Yeah, I'm pretty good on that. I don't know if I want an egg or not. Do I want an egg? I don't know if I want an egg. If I'm hungover, I want an egg. If I'm not hungover, I don't know if I want an egg. And the egg, I guess scrambled is probably my answer. Yeah, probably scrambled eggs. All right. Tea or coffee? Any particular flavor, or do you take cream and sugar? I do usually a little bit of cream and sugar. For tea, it depends on the tea. Some teas I just drink black, typically. Maybe a little bit of sugar, but it depends on the tea again. So, for tea, like Earl Grey, sometimes green tea, but I'm not really a big tea person. Iced tea quite a bit. But yeah. For coffee, I don't know, like a breakfast blend, I guess. I've been really cutting back on the coffee. I've been trying not to have so much anymore. But yeah, probably like a breakfast blend would be my answer. The next question is, what do you think of when you look up at the night sky? I mean, it depends on where I am. If there's a bunch of light pollution, I think, wow, there's a lot of light pollution. So if I'm ever in a city and I look up, I'm like, oh man, I wish I could see the stars. But if I'm out somewhere where there's no city lights, I don't know. It makes you feel not small, but it feels, it's like possibilities, you know? Because every star you see is like a planet, a galaxy, you know, a star like our own sun. And like each one of those bodies has so many, I don't know, so many places that life could possibly be. But it also makes you think back in history too, like all, like the stars haven't really changed too much. People have been looking up the sky as it is, you know, since like the dawn of man. And it just kind of, I don't know, it kind of puts everything in perspective. I think that's why people looked up for so many years, like looking up in the night sky. It just sets everything in perspective. And then the last question is, have you ever made a wish on a shooting star? Yeah, I've only seen a handful of shooting stars, but on the occasions that I have, I definitely have made wishes on them. The one that comes to mind is I was able to see a meteor shower, and that was beautiful. It was a lot of shooting stars. I don't remember when the last meteor shower was. It was years ago. I was much, much younger when I saw it. But yeah, I definitely made wishes on those stars. And that's the last question. With that brings us to the end of a random list of questions from notes from years ago. I hope you enjoyed them. I had a blast answering them. It was a real throwback for me finding these questions. I also found a bunch of old questionnaires I wrote, like the White Rabbit and the Pear questionnaire. Maybe I'll do those at a later date. But yeah, if you enjoyed it, please let me know. Feel free to answer these questions in the comments down below. I love reading them. Anyway, I've been Knight. I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.